This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Jack and Dean podcast on Joy 94.9.
Give me, Dean.
I can give you a dilemma.
Dean's
dilemmas. Dilemmas of an almost middle-aged gay white male, because nobody understands for us cisgendered white males just how hard it is.
No. Not at all.
So this morning, right? This morning, walking towards the train.
Mm-hmm.
And I was running a little bit late, if truth be told.
Roughly what time?
It was about 8-ish.
Yeah. I was still getting to sleep. Yes, keep going.
By then, got up, walked the dog, fed the dog, yep.
We're all different.
Rushing for the train. But as I walked down the street to the train station, there's this gentleman on the footpath in front of me. And he was a lighter chap.
Well.
And he had the noise-cancelling headphones on his...
big ones.
Yeah, the big ones. And he was vaping. Not that's important. But he was sort of, you know, he was in his own little world.
Taking up a bit of space.
But a world of, you know, taking up his space. And he had a bit of a gait. And his gait was not fast enough to my liking.
As in, like, he's walking, like, he was just sort of trundling.
He wasn't carrying a gait on his back. No.
No.
It was the way he was moving through life. Was not as fast as I would like for me to get to my train station.
And on the footpath, where was he positioned? Left, right, centre?
Centre?
No!
Right in the middle!
You can't be doing that.
No.
If you're trundling along, good for you.
Yeah. Either keep left, keep right, get out of my way.
And how were you...
As Kylie Minogue once said, get out of my way. I think she said it, get out of my way.
I think she... Yes.
Somebody said it, yes.
All right.
But then I was thinking, okay, do I match his gait?
Mm.
And just trust that he'll get to the train station before the train arrives? Or do I try and overtake? If I try to go on the right, I risk rubbing up against the a hedge or a fence. But if I go left, I have to walk onto the wet grass.
Oh.
Can you see my dilemma?
I can see your dilemma.
What do you do? And he wouldn't hear me because he had the noise-cancelling headphones on.
Well, he's asking to be killed, I think.
You think?
But, well, it's just like you're a person of the world. People are around you. You have to be part of the community, part of society.
Yeah.
It's obviously peak hour.
Mm.
You're walking in the train station.
That's
heavy
it.
Traffic.
Uh-huh.
You have to be aware of your surroundings and, you know, of your what's the space you're taking up.
Do you think I should, like, elbows out?
Yes.
Elbows out.
That's the Parisian thing.
Ah.
You say pardon. Which means excuse me, but it also means I'm going to elbow you in the kidney so the next time you pee, you pass blood.
Yes, I didn't do that, unfortunately. No, I...
It's three. Three's the charm. Excuse me.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me.
Two.
And then you get the F out of my way.
Three. Out of my way.
That's what you got to do.
But does it frustrate you, though, when you get stuck behind someone?
Does that frustrate me?
Yeah. I know you. I know it frustrates you.
Yes, because it's like, come on, we have to all live in society together. We have to make space for each other. You have to be aware of where you are.
And luckily I got to the train station in time for the train, but imagine if I'd missed it. Imagine how dark I would have been.
I just push. Like, you know, kind of politely, but it's like you
get out of my way.
Get out of my way.
Tell us, what do you do? 0427 Joy 949 or on air at joy.org.au. Do you walk patiently? Or do you get your elbows out? Or do you try and do a little of a sidestep manoeuvre?
Do you have a shiv?
Just saying. You are with Jack and Dean for the Tuesday Drive Home on Joy 94.9. I was just talking about my dilemma this morning.
Dean had a dilemma.
I was trying to get to the train station to get the train on time.
To be a big fancy businessman.
And I got stuck behind this chap who had a very deliberate gait, and it was quite a large frame.
I don't know if anyone knows what gait means.
A stride. He had a certain stride.
He was just dilly-dallying.
He wasn't walking in a purposeful way.
Yes, towards a train station, which is illegal in my book.
In your book, we should find
him. Get KHQ back.
And I just, there's a sense of anxiety about, do I, you know, elbows out and try and push him out of the way? Do I wait politely for him to get to, you know, a certain distance? It was all quite awkward.
Yeah, it's like you can't go over it, can't go under it. You got to go through it. No, you don't want to be aggressive.
And eventually I did overtake. There was an opportunity where there's a driveway and I was able to do a bit of a sidestep and overtake. But I swear he sped up again. I swear that he then tried to match me. It's like, no.
Speed up or speed off?
That's it. We've had a message in on 0427 Joy 949 from Marvellous, from Marvellous Melbourne. Who is Marvellous Brad, I'm sure?
And Brad, I'm not sure what you mean. Are you having a go here, Dale? He says, if this is what Dean is illiterate like as a pedestrian... I wonder what he's like as a driver. Now, I am sticking up for my wonderful pal, Dean. I'm saying, no, that man in front of you, what's he like as a driver? He's going 40 in an 80 zone.
What's this driving business? I just get the taxi order.
Well, let's just say, no, what is that? No, you don't. You have a giant car.
Yep.
But it's the same way. People just stop in the middle of the footpath when they're walking. It's like, how do you drive?
What's your position then on escalators?
See, now...
Oh, you fired up.
When you're on... I just saw red and I just went cross-eyed. And Dean rolled his chair, rightfully so, right away from me. If you're on an escalator at a train station, you see what people are doing. They are on the left. If you're stationary and you clear a space to the right...
Yes.
Because the right is for people that are in a rush and they run up.
That's
you
the passing lane.
You do not stand on the right. If you stand on the right, people are going to grab you by the scruff of the neck and throw you overboard. Even at Parliament with a very steep steep escalator.
Oh, producer Annie, we've...
Yes, I'm tapping in. I have a fact for you that I read in a book.
Must be true then.
Yes, all psychological fact that things would move faster. We would all move faster if we had two people standing on the escalators at all times. Both sides. Using both sides instead of having a walking lane, you would transport more people that way per hour.
No.
Yep.
Oh, because it wouldn't be a straight line.
Yes. But people are selfish and you want to get their
single file is slower.
A speed lane is slower than if everybody shared the escalator and waited together.
Well, here's a fun fact I didn't learn in a book. I learned from life. If you're in big cities, if you're in Paris, if you're in London and you are standing on the right or the left, depending on where they are, the moving lane, you are going to get elbowed and pushed very harshly and screamed at. So read that in your effing
I hear that as like talk, beep, get hit.
It's like, and you just get elbowed.
I was really recently I had to travel to Hong Kong for work, and I was really a bit nervous when I get to the train station, because in Hong Kong the public transport's fabulous, but they do the opposite. They do standing on the right and moving on the left. And I was, it just did my head in.
It does throw you a little bit. But you just got to, especially because the train network is so huge in both London and Paris, you know which carriage to get on to get your line. So remember, there's three different lines that you're going to take, the 3, the 11, the 5. You know, all right, I'm going to be the last carriage so I can go right to that, and you're the king of the underworld.
Japan. It's written on the ticket, like if you want to go to switch lines, what carriage you should be in.
Yeah.
It's that efficient.
You know what?
I'm learning stuff today.
Just be aware of your surroundings. That's all I ask. Be aware of how you're affecting others. And if you want to be slow, just move across.
Or it's happened to be where I've gotten swept in the wrong lane. Like, well, this is where I'm going now.
Just keep on moving.
See you later.
Stick around. You're on Joy. There's more to come. You are with Jack and Dean for the Tuesday Drive Home on Joy 94.9. We've had some messages in.
Because Dean has had a dilemma.
I've had a dilemma.
He was rushing to the train station to go to his very important job, and there was a person in front just taking up space in the middle, not budging, walking slowly.
That was on the footpath. That got me frustrated. But we've also then talked about escalators.
We've escalated. You've either got to stand to the left or run through the right. And if you're standing there, how do you not notice people are behind you?
I hate that.
And people are too polite to just go, excuse me.
I'm not.
I'm like, sorry.
Excuse me.
Unless someone's terribly old, then you're like, fair enough, your bones are old.
We've had a message in from Leah, who I'm sure does not have old bones.
No.
Hey, Leah. Leah was out of the conversation by saying, and, exclamation mark, the escalator breaks down significantly more often if there is a standing lane and a walking lane.
What does that mean? Who's been doing these statistics?
Well, I think this is probably from the same book that Annie's been reading.
Yeah. Saying if everyone just stood
maybe
two by
balanced.
Two.
Maybe a single file messes with the balance.
Maybe. I just like incidental exercise, Dean. So I would rather run up
power
some
walk.
Stairs to get my butt fit as a fiddle rather than just stand still.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, running down escalators.
Oh, that's not good.
That's very silly.
Parliament Station, danger.
Parliament, very dangerous.
Yeah, don't do it there. Hey, we also had a message in from Tristan. Hey, Tristan.
Oh, Tristan used to be in the back. Hey, girl.
And he says he's loving the show.
Well, oh, wow.
Love to you too, Tristan and Kristen and the dogs.
Yes.
Hope you're doing
well.
And
the puppies. Cheers.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.